Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Playhouse and That's Not Canon Productions acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are recording this show today and all surrounding areas where we live, learn, and work. We also pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
We're ready to go, Brooke.
Let's go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, roomies. Welcome to another special bonus episode of Playhouse.
Now, this bonus episode, this cheeky bonus episode, is more of a special feature as well, because we're dedicating this episode to the Brisbane Festival.
Woohoo! BrisFest 2021. We've compiled some of the shows that we are super excited to see, and just to tell you a little bit about them.
Yeah, this is basically our favourite picks and what we would like you to know about the Brisbane Festival. But just a quick note, these are only a few in the festival. There is so much going on.
Something for everyone.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like kids, adults, you name it.
I would say the best thing to do is, if you're feeling a bit overwhelmed by the lineup, hop onto the Brisbane Festival website, brisbanefestival.com.au, and every single, when you click on through the website, every single show that's going on has some tabs. So, for example, it might be dance, circus, music, cabaret, theatre, blah, 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 blah. It'll have the categories along the top. You can read some more info, and then you can pick what you want to see.
It's choose your own adventure. There. And also note, the Brisbane Festival will be running from the 3rd to the 25th of September as well. So what I would say, really, and I'm doing this right now, save up your money, because it'll be a big hit if you want to do a couple of shows as well.
And like this year being this year, I'm sure some of this stuff could potentially sell out. So book sooner rather than later. Well, let's get straight into it, Chelsea. Let's start with our conventional theatre stuff. What are we seeing this year?
So this one here, and also to note here, we've kind of like broken them down into like little columns or like little sections. So we've got theatre, and we've got music, we've got all sorts of goodies here.
Dance, circus, cabaret, talk/interactive, comedy. There's so much to see.
So much. So for our very first Let's Be Friends Forever. There's a little play on there, and it's by The Good Room and The Little Red Co, which is super exciting. Now, this show is a co-production between Little Red Co and The Good Room, all about our favourite four-legged companions. Now, it's described as part documentary, part TED Talk, part dog show, and gives dog lovers a chance to share their pups. And yes, there will be real dogs on stage.
That's so sweet. Now, another show, I'm sure you've all heard heaps about this already, but it's sure to be a sellout, so definitely book your tickets sooner rather than later. Actually, I think by the time this episode goes out, this show may have already opened. Of course, we are talking about Trent Dalton's Boy Swallows Universe. This one's happening with Queensland Theatre.
Super exciting. Do you know about Boy Swallows Universe?
Yeah. It was so Brisbane author Trent Dalton wrote a book. And it's now transcended the world, and it's a play. So it's going to be absolutely incredible.
It's exciting that it's going to be premiering in Brisbane as well.
Something else about this one too is there are events that are going to be Auslan interpreted and audio descripted. So if that is something you are looking for when you're booking a show, head on over to BrizzyFest website for more information.
Definitely. And another pick that we've got from the theatre, we'll say theatre section here. It's a bit of everything though. But we've got one from Dead Puppet Society, which is really cool. Now, imagine this. A dead Earth, a climate refuge, a voyage to outer solar system. Now, Herman Melville's classic comedy book Ishmael brings this reimagined contemporary space saga. Ishmael recasts Earth's no longer vast oceans with the immensity of the universe and the endless possibilities of terrors it holds. Now, from the legendary company that brought you The Wider Earth and Laser Beak Man, Ishmael is set to take off from the 30th of August all the way to the 11th of September, which is super exciting. And it's at the Cremorne Theatre.
Gorge.
Cute, cute pack.
Another show I wanted to talk about is Where Dingo. It's going to be at Metro Arts. So Brizzy Festival and Metro Arts are presenting this one together. It is called Where Dingo. Now, this one runs 3rd to the 11th of September. And I'm going to read their description of it because I think it sums it up quite succinctly. Bones break, blood boils, and bodies morph as the dingo howls deep into the night. Always watching, the wedge-tailed eagle carries generational knowledge on its end. A colony of jittery ants explore new terrain, peering into every nook and cranny. And the liar, bird imitating art or appropriating its true purpose. Can you relate? That sounds incredible. I'm very excited for Where Dingo. Let's move on. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Chels. I was going to say, shall we move on to dance?
There's better dance. Dance or dance?
I say dance. Dance. I'm a bogan.
I was like, no, you're not.
I am a bogan. I'm proud of it.
Now, actually, before we start, have you been to any of the shows at Brisbane Festival?
See, this is the tricky pickle because I can't remember life before lockdown. Mm. I know I have. I can't tell you what or when, but I know I have. What about you, Chels?
Every single year I get really excited when there's so many fabulous things going on because I'm like, oh, this is our time to shine.
Yeah, well, there's always great stuff on. I remember, like, in my uni days up in Brizzy, I would go and see all sorts of stuff. Speaking of the dance.
Yeah, do you want to do the honours of doing the first one?
Sure. Okay. Now, this is a piece that is called Considerable Sexual License. If you're going to see it, I would highly, 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 highly recommend for the best possible experience at the production, read into the life of the creator. So you want to read up, do some research on Joel Bray. Joel Bray is a proud Wiradjuri man, and he will take you on a flirty, filthy, and passionate look at the true history of sensuality down under. Once again, do yourself a favor, read up on it before you see it so you know what you're in for.
Groovy as.
That one's out La Boite, 10th to the 15th of September. Sorry, I just thought I'd get that out there. 10th to the 15th of September. Chop, chop. Book your tickets.
La Boite. Coming through. Now, Mad Dance House and Casa Circus. Collision is a cross-pollination of contemporary circus and street dance. Casa Circus is a pioneer contemporary circus company known for groundbreaking aerobatics and physical poetry. Mad Dance House is a mover and shaker in the urban and street dance international scene. And together, they're an explosion of your senses. And this is Collision, by the way, which is super exciting.
Another dance piece that we would recommend seeing is the Alexander Ball by House of Alexander. Question, who wants to strike a pose? We do, and of course our roomies do. The groovy group of House of Alexander are voguing their way in their spectacular outfits at the Tivoli for the festival. The Alexander Ball creates a safe space for queer persons of colour to fully express themselves on the runway. For a night of magic self-expression and community, head on over to the Valley when they make one heck of an entrance. That one is on the 5th of September.
So exciting.
Something to add. Sorry, Chels, can I just say, something to add with Brizzy Fest, there's some shows that are on once and that's it. There's some things that are on multiple times over a few days. There's some things that are on the entire festival. So if there's something that sounds interesting, make sure you check out exactly when it's on because we would hate for you to miss out.
Yeah, and it kind of really, literally what we said beforehand is like, get your tickets quickly because some of these shows, they only perform once.
One and done.
Get them while you can. But that's our section for our dance category.
Dance done. Music time. Let's go. Music.
Music. Street Serenades. Have you heard of this from last year?
No.
Oh, they did this last year purely because it was like COVID safe and everything. And it was like making a distance and everything. And it was in people's suburbs as well. But
wow.
Honestly, everyone loved it and they're doing it again. So it's time to hit the road because Street Serenades is coming back. Performing pop concerts, get this, 190 suburbs, potentially even yours, roomies. Ooh. They'll be performing in parks, cul-de-sacs, or even your street. providing a bit of everything that will warm your heart. This will be running throughout the Brisbane Festival, so make sure you check out on their website where they will announce where they will be performing on the dates.
Another music act we wanted to talk about is WAF. Since their monster 2019 debut LP, Brisbane power post-punk outfit WAX have maintained a singular drive to create and release their own uncompromising brand of high-emotion alternative rock and roll. Led by the fierce energy of vocalist and founder Maz Davida, WAX have used a history of mortal trials faced and overcome to inform a brand of songwriting that cuts deep and gives no quarter. With their ranks bolstered by new guitarist James Gatling joining fellow guitarist Ewan Burtwell, drummer Tom Bloomfield and bassist Tom Griffin, WAX's reputation as a must-see on any festival bill continues.
Super exciting. I love how we like listing all these things here, because it's like you got music, you got theatre, you got dance. It just makes my heart warm. And I'm
exactly.
Sure it does yours, Brooke, as well.
It does. Something I wanted to add, there's a lot of mainstream stuff happening at this theatre as well. So David Campbell's performing, for example. If you need to get a present for grandma, present for auntie, uncle, mum, dad, grandpa, everyone loves David Campbell.
Yeah, sure.
And another mainstream artist is Kate Miller-Heidke. There's literally so much variety in this festival. Kate Miller-Heidke's performing 24th of September. It looks like a one show only deal. So if you would like to see the iconic Kate Miller-Heidke, book in sooner rather than later. How many times have we said that this episode?
Too much. And enough for people to understand where you can get your tickets and how long they'll be performing as well.
Yes, exactly. Shall we move on to the circus / cabaret?
Yes. So this one's very exciting here. It's called Demolition by Polytoxic. Now, if you're a fan of the mixture of everything, then Polytoxic have got you covered. Running from the 4th to the 11th, Demolition is an explosion of cabaret, theatre and social activism set to rebuild the world from the ashes up. This fabulous act of female power will be located at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Oh, we love the Brisbane Powerhouse too. It's a fabulous venue.
Fantastic venue. Now, another production that's coming along to the Brisbane Festival is Razzle Dazzle Riot by Oscar Production Company. Now, this one is only on from the 3rd to the 7th of September. This show is sure to be a bold blend of music, dance and circus starring drag bombshells and badass babes. Ooh. Sounds like our kind of night out, Chels.
Badass babes.
Oh, yeah.
Hitting out in the town. Oh, goodness me. And just to know that there are so much going on. So do not forget everything, all the programs, all the shows is on the website.
Mm-hmm. You can even filter it down. If you're like, I feel like watching some cabaret, you can hop on their website, click what's on, and then filter it by cabaret. It'll tell you all the cabarets.
Oh, actually, funny transition here. With Brisbane Festival, did you ever think that they'd do talks and conversations?
It's a bit different, isn't it? Yeah. Do we? We've got some lined up that we would like to talk about. Hey,
we've got a talk here that we want to discuss about, which is First Nations First. Now, which is very exciting here, which is going to be at QPAC. It's spring 2031 and communities are thriving. People are safe in homes, streets and workplaces. Country is in balance, hearing its languages, feeling its people footsteps. Everyone is equal regardless of their gender. How did we get here? First Nations First will bring this incredible talk hosted by intelligent women who have this knowledge at QPAC on the 16th. Now, this is one of the talks and like performances and whatnot that will be only performing for one day, which is the 16th. So do not forget to book a spot for this one. And also really interesting how they're doing talks for a festival as well.
Yeah, I dig it. So 3rd until the 12th of September, this out-of-the-world multi-sensory installation is a mystical tribe of unearthly characters beamed from the night stars. The photos of this look epic.
It's insane.
I'm very intrigued. This one looks like it's going to be a family-friendly one too, by the looks of it. It says suitable for all ages, wheelchair access, 50% visual content. This one's on 3rd to the 12th of September.
Ooh.
So pop along. It looks really interesting. Look really bright. I think this one would be a great one to take the kids to. Do like a nice dinner in Brizzy. Watch Airship Orchestra.
Yes to everything. Yes. This is so bad because I need to say right now, like,
well, another one I want to talk about, it's another interactive installation. It's also suitable for all ages. really intriguing. It's called IMB Institute of Light. It goes from the 3rd until the 25th of September.
Mm-hmm.
It's from UQ's Institute for Molecular Bioscience.
Oh, so it's a bit of a collaboration.
Yeah, I'll read you the description. A mysterious game of secrets and spectacle hidden in the rainforest awaits you at the BOQ Festival Garden. UQ's Institute for Molecular Bioscience has been unlocking secrets of the natural world from the ground beneath our feet to find life-changing cures for more than 20 years. Now, techno troublemakers Counterpilot have taken IMB's greatest discoveries and locked them back up again in the forest. In this beguiling display of light, what will you discover?
Yeah.
So this one is with Counterpilot and the Institute for Molecular Bioscience at UQ. Divisor Nathan Sibthorpe. Hey, did you ever work with Nathan at QUT, Charles?
No, but I have heard of him though.
I had him, I think it was my second year, for one of the devising classes. Absolute legend, and he's directing it. So head on over and watch IMB Institute of Light.
Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah. Shall we move on to the comedy?
Yeah, for sure. Now, we've got a lovely pick here as well. It's called Funny Mummy's Comedy Gala. It's cool, eh?
Yeah, this one looks really, really cool.
So listen to this. Jump on board the life raft of laughter and join award-winning comedian and mother of six, Ginny Winter, for a smashing evening of comedy. With a mission to improve mother's mental health through laughter, Ginny has assembled some of the Australia's funniest comedians who also happen to have birthed Lewing Throat. Oh, they're really funny. But this one will be running from the 22nd to the 25th of September in West End at Metro Arts.
Now, this one does say recommended ages 15 plus. So parents, if you going, maybe leave the kiddos at home or bring them if they're over 15.
Yeah.
There are some adult themes. That brings us to the end of our What's On Guide. But as we said, please hop onto the Brizzy Fest website, brisbanefestival.com.au, to get all the goss, figure out what you want to see, put your itinerary together, book your tickets, support local artists.
Are there any that you really want to see this year?
There's a event that I'm very intrigued by. I think it's called Common People Dance of Stedford. I think that's the official name. Let me confirm it.
Yes.
Whenever I see the word Stedford, I don't know if Juliet feels the same way. Whenever I see the word Stedford, it brings back the memories of the competing and the, I'm like, oh, I can smell hairspray suddenly. It's like a very visceral dancer memory. But it looks really interesting. It's just regular, everyday people. We were talking to Lucas Tibbett and he said his wife was involved. Oh yeah, director, choreographer, Nerida Waters, costume designer, Amanda Fairbanks. Oh my God, someone I went to uni with is doing video design, Nevin Howe. Go Nevin, good for you. Dance captain, Siobhan Gibbs. Another dance captain, Maya Liswick. There's just a lot. Oh, Dan Evans, a Stedford judge. Jackie Ryan, a Stedford judge. Stage manager, Lucas Tibbett. There you go.
Oh, my roomies are there.
Some of our roomies are there. So this mighty dance battle returns bigger than Ben-Hur as the Gold Coast. Woohoo! Go the Gold Coast and Sunshine Coast enter the competition to take on North, South, East and West of Brisbane. Common People Dance Project has been working with people of all ages and abilities to shape a series of over-the-top dance routines to the greatest hits of the 80s and 90s.
Oh, super exciting. There's so much going on.
No, and that one looks like a one day only on the 19th of September, so book in.
Yeah, can't stress that enough, especially with what we're living in right now. It's so unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
Never know what's going on, but yeah, book those tickets. And I cannot stress you enough how much we need to support the arts right now. How is that for a groovy, like, pop-up bonus festival feature?
Exactly. Is there a project that you're excited for, Chels?
Yeah, I really want to see Let's Be Friends Forever.
Oh, the dog one?
The dog one, yes.
That looks really cute.
So excited to see. I'm wondering how they're going to do it when they've got dogs, like real dogs on stage. It's going to be like some task to really look after them as well and make sure that they don't run off the stage.
Something I remember, you didn't have Sean Mee at QUT. Did he leave?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Taylor Itsinas.
Taylor Itsinas. I'm Kayla Itsinas and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Before you started?
Must have, I think, yeah.
He used to always say, like, the best truthful actors are dogs because they just sit on stage and they do what they want. They scratch, they lick, they poop, they wee. Like, there's just no filter there, no, like, stage fright, no nothing. So that's, I'm like, let's see some truthful acting. Let's learn from the dogs.
Authenticity is key. Oh, well, I hope all of our roomies, all of the listeners have enjoyed this episode as well and kind of given you guys a bit of an insight. Let us know if you're going to any of these shows as well and have a fabulous time. In the meantime, we will see you guys soon.
Absolutely. Bye, roomies.
Bye.
And
scene.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
Hello there. Do you take great pleasure out of using large and obscure words that nobody understands? Perhaps you enjoy peppering a strange adjective into a work email, or finding a new verb to pursue as a hobby? Or perhaps you are a seasoned logophile, such as myself. An assemblage of grandiose and bombastic grandiloquence brings together all the world's most interesting, bizarre, and fascinating language to teach you a new word every day. We are available on all of your podcatchers, and you can find out more about us at thatsnotcanon.com. I cannot wait to explore the wonderful world of words with you.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.